Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone. This is Lisa Colon-Delay. You're listening to Spark My Muse, and today is Soul School Lesson 273. Last week, I didn't bring you any Soul School. I've been taking it easy a little bit this summer and skipping a few weeks, sometimes here and there. And today, I want to bring you something from author Cindy S. Lee from her book, Our Unforming. Cindy was a guest, and her book, Our Unforming, is one of the best spiritual formation books I've read in recent years. I try to make sure that I have a lot of voices informing me in the culture that I'm in. I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm in American culture, white-dominated culture. And you get the same sorts of messages over and over and over. You don't really realize that you're in a certain kind of fishbowl with a certain kind of water. And it's only when you become oriented to other voices, other perspectives, other ways of life and being and heritage, that you realize just how inundated you've been with the same tone over and over and over again. So today I want to share with you something about hospitality and bonding and relationships. As I've been thinking about friendship and how we connect with other people, how we build intimacy and feel less alone on our journey of life, I realize just how much Western culture, modernity, the American way doesn't really help us to build lasting deep bonds as well as it used to or as well as it should to help us deal with the stresses and ordinary struggles of life. Not only do we have a fast-paced life full of technology and things distracting us from each other and ourselves, but we also have certain notions of what connections should look like. It seems like we have a kind of event-based way of being with each other in the United States. We might get together for perhaps a meal, maybe, but it's also for other events, the Super Bowl, someone's birthday, perhaps, a holiday, some demarcated time that is specific for getting together. There's nothing really that wrong with that, except for that since it's event-based, we don't brush up against each other as often as other communities and cultures do around the world, and they get the benefit of really being in each other's lives side by side, interacting with each other in extremely ordinary and supportive ways. When we spend time with each other in event-based ways, we interact more seldomly once the event is over or the meal is over or that demarcated time is done. We sort of shuffle on to the next thing in our lives and we separate and go our own ways. And I think that leads to an increased sense of alienation and disconnection. If we were really living side by side and life to life, relationship to relationship, we wouldn't need any kind of event or occasion to get together. We would simply just be in each other's lives. We would enjoy each other's company. And we wouldn't really need to set this special event or special time to get together. But I think we almost feel like we need a special permission to do that in people's lives. We don't want to bother them. We feel like their lives are hectic or our lives are hectic and busy, and we try to reserve that space. But what if it was different? What if we had a few people we trusted in our inner circle who were allowed to just interrupt our lives? And sure, we need to have boundaries with certain people in our lives that take up too much energy for us. But perhaps we have one or two people or a handful of people that we decide in a way by contract or agreement that we will just be in each other's lives and not in an event-based way. in a way, what is special is the person, not whatever we're doing that we're getting together to do. On page 99, in Cindy's book, Our Unforming, De-Westernizing Spiritual Formation, she talks about event-based church and how things like revivals in the mid-18th century further reinforced the special event and performer on stage in church settings that made it a kind of situation where spirituality was event-based and specialized in that sort of way. Instead of our spiritual formation being lives that were interacting in normal, ordinary ways, they were more sensationalized, if you will. Those are my words. On page 101, she writes, under the heading, The Inverted Hospitality of Colonialization, in collectivist cultures, community is traditionally facilitated through a culture of reciprocal hospitality. Theologian Willie Jennings observes, however, that historically the Western Church has practiced an, quote, inverted hospitality. He writes, it claimed to be the host, the owner of the spaces it entered, and demanded native peoples enter its cultural logics, its ways of being in the world, and its conceptualities. An inverted hospitality is one directional. The host controls how the hospitality is offered and how it is to be received. The host maintains the power in the relationship. In the church today, we continue this inverted hospitality whenever we use hospitality as a tool for evangelism, outreach, or church growth, expecting others to conform to our own expectations. Many of us practice a one-directional hospitality. We may like being affirmed for our generosity and recognized for our service. When it comes time to be the recipient of hospitality, however, we resist, take pride in our self-reliance, and receiving hospitality makes us feel vulnerable. The need for perfection further distorts an inverted hospitality. When we become obsessed with presenting a tidy home and preparing good food, we might no longer be offering hospitality. When caught up in perfection, our souls are no longer present to the community, but focused on ourselves and our own performances. We might hide behind our busy work. An event-based community reduces hospitality to entertaining. The host may feel overwhelmed just thinking about how to create the perfect event. Hospitality, however, is not about serving food and cleaning up. Patriarchal cultures may also misinterpret hospitality as sacrificial service. Male leaders who endorse this faulty definition, however, all too conveniently leave the work of hospitality to the women. In Asian immigrant church, this means the women of the church are busy preparing and serving lunch every Sunday and cleaning up after the congregations. Sundays are not restful for the women of the church. Individualistic cultures, therefore, should not be teaching the global church about community or hospitality. We need to unform this historical misuse of hospitality in the church. Hospitality is not an event or a practice. It is a cultural way of being in community that we need to learn from collectivist cultures. That particular passage was about the church and how to do church. But as I generalize it more to relationships and how we interact with each other, we often do, if we look carefully, center our interactions based on events or based on our hospitality outward. What are we doing for someone else? What kind of a spread are we putting out at our party or our get-together? Instead of the give and take that can happen when we are living our lives together and amongst each other, going from event to event when we see each other puts a lot of pressure and a performative nature to these types of gatherings. Instead of being able to be vulnerable with each other, it turns into a kind of more shallow interaction. And it can be intimidating for that person to want to have you in their home if your home is more beautiful or well-kept. So how do we get out of this way of interacting? How do we get out of this inverted hospitality that is one-directional, or maybe the power structure comes into play, or the idea of serving is gendered or something like that? Sometimes it helps to just see that our way of interacting or our ideas of hospitality can be very culturally informed. They've been passed down to us by our parents and our relatives, and the institutions that we've been a part of. But when we're looking for deep connections and interactions and relationships, we have to set some of those things aside purposefully and intentionally. So maybe the next time you want to connect with somebody and you're looking for an excuse to do it, you want to invite someone over because there's a game on television or there's something special you want to go to, a movie or a dinner at a specific restaurant. You can also decide that it's not going to be about the event, that it's going to be about the person. It's going to be about the connection itself. And I think as we turn our attention more towards the intentions of being with the person and being connected to them, perhaps some of the event-based focus can settle into the background a little bit more. Those are some of my passing thoughts today, and I wonder what you think about them. I'm going to leave a little bit of an area open in my Substack page for dialogue, and if you'd like to go to that, you can go to sparkmymuse.com for this episode, and then connect to my Substack page, which allows for that kind of dialogue. If you'd like to support what I'm doing, that helps a lot as I try to pay these bills. You can also find that at sparkmymuse.com as well. As always, I'm very glad that you've listened today, and I appreciate that you spent some time here with me, not because it's a special event of any kind, but because in our own way, we're doing life together. And until the next time we meet, I wish you blessing and peace.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.